last weekend, this weekend, for the Nikkei Farmers Market. So if you're looking to, you know, preserve and stock up on those squash for the winter season, now is your chance. This weekend, as I said, is the final weekend for the Nikkei Farmers Market. You're listening to Roots and Berries here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. I'm Robin. I am your host. And we were just listening to some music from Ken and Brad Kolodner. Black Eyed Susan was the song we heard from their album Stony Run. And I have to admit, the Black Eyed Susan is one of my absolute favorite wildflowers, probably because when I was a little kid, we used to go out to some friends of my grandparents. They had a farm, and it was one of the first flowers I learned how to identify. They grew like crazy out on the prairies where I grew up, and they always had that, you know, splashy variegated orange color with the distinct dark center. And to this day, I still love a Black-Eyed Susan. We also heard Rhiannon Giddens in that set with Following the North Star from her album Freedom Highway. And just a reminder that Rhiannon Giddens is coming to Vancouver, giving you my jazz fingers over the air. I'm super excited about that opportunity to see her live up close and in person at the Chan Center in 2024. Seems like a long ways away, but when I actually consider things, it's not that far away. Another thing that's not that far away that I want to just flag your attention to is our annual funding campaign, Fund Drive. It's coming up in 2 weeks, for my show anyways, and I'll be reaching out to you to reach deep to help us in our fundraising campaign. And of course, over the weeks to come, there'll be more information on that. A little bit more music here on the program. We're going to hear a set where all of the bands have cut-ups in the name of their band. I thought that this was a little curious when I was sort of planning and looking up music to play on the show. And you know, there's a lot of colloquial language around, you know, cut up the rug, you know, when you're really kicking your heels up and dancing up a storm. And certainly bluegrass and old time music can feel like you want to cut it up. So maybe these songs in this next set want to get you up and dancing, or at least tapping your toes to the rhythm and the melody. We're going to hear from the Shenandoah Cut-Ups to start off with. This takes us back a few decades to 1971, where, you know, the bandmates all dressed in matching slacks and shirts, and probably even bolo ties, here on Roots and Berries, CJSF 90.1 FM, Campus and Community Radio.
Frisky fingers. She got frisky fingers. It's not an innocence. He was one mom's gonna feed him and get her done with her frisky fingers. You can't take her out to a real nice joint. You can't leave her at home. What's the point? Keeping an eye on your mother-in-law when she wears ponchos and a Bogart bra. She's got frisky fingers. Yes, she got frisky.
Six-eight-wheeler that was flat on the ground. He made the freight train boogie all the time. He made
Don Reno and Red Smiley and the Tennessee Cut-Ups with the track Freight Train Boogie from the Best of Reno and Smiley. We heard the Stanley Cut-Ups and Frisky Fingers, a song, kind of a funny song, quite a funny song, about a mom and a kid who get home from a party, and turns out that the mom has an unopened bottle of liquor that she lifted from the liquor store in what's known as the Five Finger Discount. Songs in that set from bands with cut-ups as part of their name here on Roots and Berries. Sometimes I fall down these rabbit holes and, you know, takes me to interesting places. You are listening to Roots and Berries on Campus Community Radio, and haven't actually had a berry in a little while, and I thought that, you know, since I was in another part of the, not even the country, but the continent. In fact, I was on the pretty much diagonally opposite end of the continent for a week. I thought that I would examine what berries grow in South Carolina, and one of the berries that is an open habitat native shrub to the southern United States, which is often grown as an ornamental in gardens and yards, is the American beautyberry, which produces these beautiful sort of lilac purple colored berries, which attract birds and deer. These things you may or may not want in your yard, but, you know, it's a good way to distribute the seeds for those plants. And we have them here also. I recognize the picture of them. They are apparently edible to humans, although they should be consumed in very small amounts. And the raw berries are generally used to make jellies and wines. And it just sounds so lovely, right? The American beauty berry jelly or the beauty berry wine. I don't know. It just has sort of an appeal to me. Maybe it's just the name, and I have this picture. And if the jelly and the wine turns out to be the color of these berries, oh my goodness, it must be just gorgeous. The various Native American tribes used this berry for medicinal purposes, and I can't speak to how these are used in herbal medicine or naturopathic or homeopathic medicine now, but the roots, leaves, and branches were used in various ways to treat malarial fevers and rheumatism, and the roots were used to treat dizziness, stomach aches, and dysentery, The roots and the berries were boiled and drunk to treat colic. And I'm not sure if that was fed to babies or if that was something that the mama would drink to, I don't know, improve the quality of her milk. Isn't the quite the right terminology, but to maybe shift the pH or you know, add or subtract or count or something in the milk, perhaps that little baby was struggling with and making them colicky. So there you go, the beauty berry, the American beauty berry. It is Latin, the Calicarpa americana, the Calicarpa americana. I guess one last sort of note about this plant is that some of the compounds in it show potential for repelling mosquitoes and now some ticks. And that's exciting to me because I don't like ticks. And I don't know anybody who does particularly. It's, you know, one of those critters that really makes my skin crawl. So anything to repel them, especially when they are more and more, you know, they're spreading further afield. And, you know, we're seeing more instances of Lyme's disease and, you know, these things that can really play an impact on our immune systems. Having some kind of a repellent against them is good news. So maybe they're further studying that. All right. That is the American beauty berry. Just going to let you know about one last thing here because it's coming up and I think it's relevant for listeners to this program. If you like a little fiddle and banjo music, and perhaps you are a instrument picker, player, singer yourself, there is the beloved East Van Square Dance that is returning to the Wise Hall. And it's happening two dates that I am aware of anyways. Upcoming Thursday, October 26th. So just less than a week away. And then again on November 16th, there is a jam that starts at 6 p.m. for anybody interested in getting out their fiddle, banjo, guitar, or bass, or mandolin. And the dance starts at 7 p.m. The local caller is Paul Saverio, and I have to tell you, these things are so fun. I had the opportunity to square dance to Paul calling out at a festival a couple of summers ago, and I hadn't laughed so hard in a really long time because, you know, if you're not used to the moves and you're trying to, you know, keep up and do all the do-si-do-ing and swing your partner around, it's a real workout for your brain and your feet, and mostly you end up laughing and, you know, sometimes getting where you're supposed to be in the sequence of all things, right or wrong. So I do recommend it for some real light and fun and energetic entertainment. All right. As I mentioned, I was in the South and was watching the movie The Peanut Butter Falcon on the way home on the plane, and it reminded me of how good the soundtrack to that movie is, and you know, all of the great the old-timey songs that are on the soundtrack. And so we're going to hear this track from the movie, from the soundtrack. It features Parker Ainsworth, Butch Walker, Paris Jackson, and Jesse Paio. And it is called Running for So Long, House a Home, here on Roots and Berries.
Been running for so long. When I met you, you, I couldn't let you. Oh, I'm tired of being alone. Been running for so long, been running for so long. Been running for so long, been running for so long. When I met you, I couldn't let you. Oh, I'm tired of being alone. Been running for so long, been running for so long.
Thanks for listening. This has been Roots and Berries on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Robin, and I will be back next week with another fresh pick of songs for our Noon Hour. If you missed an episode, you'll find audio archives and playlists for this program at cjsf.ca. Simply click on Roots and Berries in the program schedule. Happy Friday, and see you next week.
You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. If you missed your favorite program, don't worry. You can listen to podcasts of our program at cjsf.ca.